4. Applying the definition. 4.1. The March 2013 report called for there to be a clear and simple definition of disability hate crime. After consideration, the Association of Chief Police Officers, this has now been superseded by the National Police Chiefs Council, and the CPS agreed that they would keep the existing definition. An incident, crime, which is perceived by the victim or any other person to be motivated by a hostility or prejudice based on a person's disability or perceived disability. 4.2. This is a cross-government definition, formulated following the findings of the McPherson Inquiry into the death of Stephen Lawrence. www.gov.uk/government/publications/the-Stephen-Lawrence-inquiry. 4.3. It is a Home Office requirement that the police flag on their crime recording systems all cases of DHC that meet this definition. The Home Office counting rules for a recorded crime help to ensure that crimes are recorded consistently and accurately by all police forces in England and Wales. www.gov.uk/government/publications/counting-rules-4-recorded-crime. 4.4. In the file selected by HMC PSI that had a CPS DHC flag, the police records showed the DHC flag had only been used in 63 of the 90 cases. This indicates that either the police are failing to flag the cases correctly and or the CPS is assessing a case in relation to DHC when the police are not. 4.5. HMIC FRS also found problems with the police flagging of hate crimes in their hate crime inspection, published earlier in 2018. This report contains specific recommendations for improvement. 4.6. There is also an expectation that the police force will identify hate crime cases to the CPS when seeking charging advice or supplying case papers. College of Policing Manual of Guidance, ACPO London, 2011, 2.2.3. Very few police forces have the IT capability to be able to flag directly onto the CPS case management system when the file is initially submitted. This therefore has to be done manually by the CPS. The police should identify that the case relates to hate crime when charging advice is sought, to enable this to be done efficiently. 4.7. Police IT systems automatically place data into form MG3, which details case information for the CPS when the police are seeking charging decisions. The police also provide a case summary, MG5, or sensitive information form, MG6, which may also contain this information. However, the police IT systems do not currently allow officers to flag cases as relating to hate crime, or in this case, disability hate crime specifically. Therefore, it is not always clear to prosecutors on considering a case sent to them by police that the case relates to hate crime. 4.8. The feedback from the prosecutors with whom we spoke indicates that police performance is variable with regard to how accurately they identify a case as having a DHC element. Inspectors consider that this is likely to be a similar position across all strands of hate crime. In our file sample, we found that the police had highlighted on either the MG3 or MG5 police summary that the case involved a DHC in 83 of the 177 cases, 46.9%. Issue to address. Chief Constables should ensure that the system used to transfer information to the CPS regarding the request for charging advice clearly identifies cases where, in accordance with the definition, the police consider a case to be a hate crime. Clarifying decision making. 4.9. any offence that meets the agreed definition should be flagged on the CPS case management system as a disability hate crime. The requirement is for the case to be flagged whether or not the police have already identified the DHC element and alerted the CPS to it. 4.10. The definition is subjective, and the first person within the CPS who perceives the offence to be a DHC may be the prosecutor initially reviewing the case. As discussed, this can lead to an inconsistent approach to some aspects of the casework process. Some of the CPS area hate crime coordinators agreed that the subjective element of the definition could cause confusion, which is also an issue faced by police officers when they consider whether a case should be flagged. 4.11. The definition does not only encompass all victims who have a disability, but goes much wider. It includes cases where, using objective evidence, the prosecution considers that an application under S146 of the Criminal Justice Act 2003 can be made. The prosecution can request that, due to the hostility of the offence being based on hate, the court increase the sentence that would have been given if the offence had not been motivated by hate. This is commonly referred to as the uplift. This is the sentence uplift provision we discuss in detail later. The rationale behind the wider definition is to allow for consideration of all potential relevant cases and to encourage public confidence in reporting. 4.12. Discussions of factual scenarios in prosecutor focus groups confirmed that individual prosecutors could reach different conclusions about whether a scenario constituted a DHC or not. CPS inclusion and community engagement managers also said they had to explain to community groups why there were more cases flagged as DHCs on the CPS system than there were S146 applications. Some of those with whom we spoke considered that the perception of the victim or the circumstances of the case meant that the case should be flagged, whether the prosecutor thought that this was reasonable or not. Others thought the flag should be restricted to cases where there was a realistic prospect of an S146 uplift application being successful. The view of the CPS headquarters is that flagging can alert both prosecutors and the police to the need to try to secure sufficient evidence to show the hate crime element. 4.13. From our file sample selection, we discounted 25 cases that had been flagged as DHC on the system. On these files, there was nothing to say why the prosecutor believed it to be a DHC, nor did the inspector examining the file perceive it to be a DHC. These cases accounted for 14% of those selected. 4.14. The difficulties prosecutors have in applying the definition is demonstrated by some of the review notes on the files examined. For example, Offence 3. Can we prove S was a trespasser and stole? It is a difficult offence. V has learning difficulties, and it is his mother that has provided a statement. Although V is vulnerable, I have flagged it as a disability hate crime. There is no suggestion that the burglary was committed as a hostile act based on that disability. And I am not satisfied that we can prove that the offence was either motivated by hostility or that the suspect has demonstrated hostility based on disability, because although the victims are disabled and very vulnerable, and he is alleged to have abused them both verbally and physically, it is not clear that he has demonstrated hostility to them based on their disabilities, or that his actions are motivated by hostility to disabled people. I have, though, flagged it for monitoring as a disability hate crime, and also crime against an older person. 4.15. One case examined had been reviewed by four different prosecutors, two of whom considered it a DHC and two did not. This shows that while the application of the current definition is necessarily both subjective and broad in scope, it could benefit from some further consideration to help clarify the position. 4.16. In our file sample, we found that in 48 of the 157 relevant cases, 30.6%, the prosecutor had set out clearly on the MG3 why they considered it was a DHC. In the others, there was an insufficient record of the prosecutor's reasoning. For example, a case had been flagged as a DHC, but there was nothing in the review to indicate why, nor was there consideration of S146, or whether special measures or reasonable adjustments were required. We consider specifically the review endorsement where S146 applies in later chapters. The Youth Justice and Criminal Evidence Act 1999 provides for a range of special measures to enable vulnerable or intimidated witnesses in a criminal trial to give their best evidence. Measures include giving evidence through a live TV link, screens around the witness box, and intermediaries. A special measures application is made to the court within set time limits and can be made by the prosecution or defence. 4.17. There were also cases in our file sample where the prosecutor's perception of whether the case had a DHC element, regardless of whether or not S146 was triggered, occurred some way into the casework process. In some cases, this was as a result of further review by different prosecutors, and may be after it had been sent to the Crown Court. 4.18. The CPS guidance to prosecutors sets out clearly the review requirement, but our findings show that this is not being followed consistently. Issue to address. The prosecutor at the charging stage or initial review in police-charged cases should comply with the CPS guidance and set out clearly why the case should be flagged on the CPS case management system as a disability hate crime. Police charging of cases. 4.19. The subjective element of the definition can also lead to inconsistencies in which cases can be charged by the police without reference to the CPS. Charging, the Director's Guidance 2013 5th edition DG5, www.cps.gov.uk/legal-guidance/charging-directors-guidance-2013-5th-edition-may-2013-revised-arrangements, states at paragraph 15, 4.20, the police may charge 1. Any summary-only offence, including criminal damage, where the value of the loss or damage is less than £5,000, irrespective of plea. 2. Any offence of retail theft, shoplifting, or attempted retail theft, irrespective of plea, provided it is suitable for sentence in the magistrate's court. And 3. Any either way offence anticipated as a guilty plea and suitable for sentence in a magistrate's court, provided that this is not. There then follows a list of exceptions including classified as hate crime or domestic violence under CPS policies. 4.21. However, the police can charge if neither the victim nor the police perceive it to be a DHC, there being no evidence that brings the case within S146 territory. 4.22. In our file sample, we jointly looked at 42 cases that had resulted in a charge and had been identified as DHC on the CPS case management system. Of these, 14, 33.3%, had been charged by the police without reference to the CPS in breach of the director's guidance. We have previously reported that the police are incorrectly making charging decisions in important cases, and this inspection has highlighted that improvement still needs to be made. Joint inspection of the provision of charging decisions. CJJI, May 2015. www.justiceinspectorates.gov.uk/ CJJI/inspections/joint-inspection-of-the-provision-of-statutory-charging/. 4.23. In 9 of the 14 cases, 64.3%, police identified that the case related to DHC, but nevertheless failed to send it to the CPS for a charging decision. In the other 5, the perception that it was a DHC did not arise until the case was reviewed by a prosecutor. This shows that in the 5 cases, either there was a difference of opinion between the police and the CPS as to what constituted DHC, or the police had failed to identify the DHC to the CPS. 4.24. In the 9 cases police identified as DHC and should have referred to the CPS, the prosecutor identified breach of the director's guidance in 4 and referred the case back to the police in 3. This indicates that the CPS is not robustly assuring the quality of police charging decisions, nor working with them to make improvements. 4.25. We noted that the proposed hate crime checklist, refer to section 5, may help, as a section is proposed for the police to complete that sets out why a case is perceived to be a DHC. Issue to address. Chief constables should ensure that all cases involving disability hate crime are accurately flagged in accordance with the Home Office counting rules for recorded crime. The CPS, in conjunction with the National Police Chiefs Council, should revise the police section of the MG3 record of charging decision so it can be flagged clearly to identify cases where, in accordance with the definition, the police consider there to be a hate crime.